We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Because we don't want to just be a hearer of the word, we want to be a doer also. Because the man that is blessed in his deeds is a man who lives the counsel of the word of God. And we want to live the counsel of the Word of God. So we take time every day, we read the Bible, we meditate upon the Word of God, and then we apply the Word of God to our life.
I'm Pastor Jerry Burns. Thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I am honored that you've taken the time to join us for our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario, and I am the pastor. I've been pastoring here for 8 years now, been a part of the ministry here for almost 14 years. And I'm just thankful for the blessings of God and the opportunity to be able to be on the air in the Kitchener, the Waterloo area, to preach the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14, and we'll read to verse 17. If you have your Bible, would you open it up and find 2 Timothy chapter 3. This is a wonderful, wonderful chapter in our Bible. And there are wonderful, timeless truths here to help us in our life. The Bible says this in verse 14, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." You know, our faith never changes because of its source. God's Word is the source of our faith. And so we continue, we move forward, we don't quit, because God's Word is always the same. The Bible says, verse 15, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to keep thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." As Paul wrote to Timothy in two very personal letters, it is obvious that the Scriptures were very close to Paul's heart. Toward the ending of the second letter, 2 Timothy, he asked that the Scriptures be brought to him. Paul said that the Scripture was so powerful that it could not be bound, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. And Paul encouraged Timothy to make the Word of God a part of his daily life and ministry. I think we would all agree this morning that God's Word changes lives. An American visiting a village in a developing country saw a native reading the Bible, and he arrogantly said, "In our country, we don't allow the Bibles in schools anymore." You know, that's really not anything to be proud of. That's a sad commentary of our country, a sad, sad, sad state of our country to get rid of the Bible. But this native responded in his broken English. He said, "Listen, if the Bible had not come to my village long ago, you would have been eaten by now." God's Word changes lives. I want to talk about the importance of the Word of God, because it would seem to me that churches are kind of just, they're replacing the Bible with their own thing. But the purpose of the church is to lift up Jesus. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. And we find Jesus in the Bible. And that's why it's so important to read and to study and to preach and to teach the Word of God. So let's consider this. Number one, let's think about the receiving of the Bible. How did the Bible come into existence? Now, we say that the Bible has more authority over tradition and men. The Word of God is our final authority in faith and practice. And our opinions stop where the Bible begins. It is our light in a dark world. It is our guidebook. It is our map. It is our instruction. Someone said that the Bible means basic instructions before leaving earth. But the Bible is far more than that. The Bible is instructions while we are on this earth. The Bible gives to us the light and the direction that we need to walk by faith. The Bible has the answers to life's important questions like, where did we come from? How did we get here? What's our purpose? What's the meaning of life? Now, the Bible began with a process called revelation. Now, revelation means an act of God revealing truth to human beings that they would otherwise not know. There's a book in our Bible called Revelation of Jesus Christ, and this is the Lord Jesus revealing himself to the Apostle John, and John instructed to write down this revelation. Revelation is God revealing himself. So without this revelation, we would not know who Jesus is. You know, life knowledge can be divided up like this. Reason, this would be common sense, with experience. Education is when you read the fine print. Experience is when you don't. And so we could say that life is filled with common sense or reason, with experience. And then revelation. Revelation is someone revealing something to you. If you would know the road ahead, then you should ask someone who traveled it. And God has traveled the road ahead. God is not bound by time nor space. And so when you read the Bible, you dig into the mind of God, and you get to see what God's thinking about, and you get to see the wisdom of God. It's really an amazing thing. How did God reveal truth to us? Well, he revealed it, first of all, by creation. The heavens declare the glory of God. He has revealed himself through conscience, human conscience. You know, we have a morality in our heart. We know that stealing is wrong, and we know that murder is wrong, and we know that lying is wrong, and even if we were never taught those things, we have this in our conscience, we have that morality because we were created by a moral God, and that moral code was written in our conscience, as the Bible says, that when the Gentiles, who were not given the law, yet they do by nature the things contained in the law, the Bible says that that is a law unto itself. In other words, God has written his law in our hearts. And then God reveals himself by the Word of God. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. The Bible teaches us that the Word of God, Jesus is the Word, and the Bible is the authority of God for our life. There is no new revelation outside of the Bible. If it doesn't line up with the Bible, it's not of God. God has given us a complete revelation of himself in the Word of God. And so we have everything we need to live the Christian life. We have everything that we need to walk with God. The Bible was written down through a process called inspiration. Now, the two clearest explanations of how we receive the Word of God are seen in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, and 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. And the five words are this: given by inspiration of God. Inspiration, it means God breathed. God spoke to men, and they wrote down the Scriptures. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So the Word of God is inspired, and it's not the word that we use, inspiration, today. You know, I was just inspired to draw this picture. But we're talking about the fact that God breathed these words. The Holy Spirit moved upon these men, and they wrote the Word of God. This is the work of God. And so when we read the Bible, we understand that this is God's doing. This is God's work. The Bible has been delivered to us through a process called preservation. God has promised to preserve His Word. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep.
It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Weak ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to RURecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is RURecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
God will protect His Word. God will preserve it so that we have not just parts of it, not just pieces of it, and not just a little bit of it. We actually have the Word of God because God has protected and preserved it. So where is the Bible today? I mean, I'm telling you, friend, amid the copyrights and conflicts and corruption, we can have the Word of God in our hand. And our church uses the King James Version of the Bible. We believe that it is God's Word, and we preach it with confidence, and we stand upon it because it has authority to change our life. Number two, the reliability of the Bible. Now, the reliability of the Bible is seen in its inerrancy. This is without errors. It's inerrancy. The Bible says every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. God's Word is pure. It has no errors. You know, I think people will pick away at the Bible, and they'll try to find contradictions with the Bible. And any time that we find a contradiction with the Bible, it usually declares a contradiction in our own life. The Bible has no errors. It is perfect in every way. And we can be confident that this is truly the Word of God. In his book, Science Speaks, Peter Stoner applies the modern science of probability to just 8 prophecies regarding Jesus Christ. He says the chance that any man might fulfill all 8 prophecies is 1 in 10 to the 17th power, or 100 quadrillion. Stoner suggests that you could take 10 to the 17th silver dollars and lay them on the face of Texas. They would cover all of the state 2 feet deep. Now, mark one of those silver dollars and stir the whole mass thoroughly. Blindfold a man and tell him that he can travel as far as he wishes, and he must pick up that one silver dollar. What chance would it be of getting that right? Stoner concludes, just the same chance that the prophets would have had writing those eight prophecies and having them all come true in one man. Jesus said this in Matthew 5, verse 17, "Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot and one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." The Bible must have been inspired of God and not of men. I could not, if I would, believe that good man wrote it to deceive, and bad man could not, if they would, and surely would not, if they could, proceed to write a book so good. And certainly no crazy man could e'er conceive its wondrous plan and pray what other kinds of men. Then do these three groups comprehend? Hence it must be that God inspired the word which souls of prophets fired. The Bible is without errors. The Bible's reliability is seen in its indestructibility. The Bible has no errors, but the Bible has many enemies. Voltaire was the pen name for a French author and philosopher, François-Marie Arouet. He was born in 1684 and died in 1778. He is considered by many scholarists to be France's greatest writer and philosopher. He is quoted as having stated, "It took centuries to build up Christianity, but I'll show how one French man can destroy it within 50 years. Then, as one author put it, he took his pen, dipped it into the ink of unbelief, and wrote against God. The Bible says, "All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever." The reality is, Voltaire died one day, and the house which he grew up and lived in was used after his death for printing Bibles. Listen, friend, the word of God is forever, the Bible says. God's word will fade not away. Number three, let's think about the response of the Bible. The response of the Bible. Now, we can understand that the Bible is from God, and we can trust it because it is perfect, and it needs to be trusted. But also, we need to respond to the Bible by reading it. The Apostle Paul says this in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." The Bible is filled with doctrine. Now, I understand in our world today of being politically correct, doctrine is not politically correct. And churches today want to stay away from doctrine. We don't want to focus on doctrine. We don't want to focus on the blood. We don't want to focus on Christ's death. But listen, friend, if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, if it wasn't for his death on the cross, I would be hopelessly lost. And you would be hopelessly lost. If it were not for the doctrine of the Bible, if it were not for the teachings of the Lord Jesus, where would we be today? I want us to understand that the teachings of the Bible are fundamental. They are so important. The Bible says in Psalm 143, verse 8, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know thy way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Though the cover is worn and the pages are torn, and though places bear traces of tears, yet more precious than gold is that book worn and old, that they can scatter and shatter my fears." When I prayerfully look in that precious old book, many pleasures and treasures I see, many tokens of love from the Father above, who is nearest and dearest to me. The old book is my guide, 'tis a friend by my side. It will lighten and brighten my way, and its promise I find soothes and gladdens my mind as I read it and heed it each day. The word of God is truth. And so we should respond by reading the Bible. we should respond by meditating on the Word of God. The Bible says, "The book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Do you want to have success in your life? Then, Christian, meditate upon the Word of God. "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer." We should respond by meditating on the Word of God. We should respond by memorizing, hiding God's Word in our heart. Think about this. What would happen if you didn't have a Bible? How much of the Word of God would you have in your mind, in your heart? How much of the Word of God would you have in your memory so that you can bring up these wonderful, life-giving verses to give to other people? You know, memorization is a good way for God, the Holy Spirit, to bring up these verses in our mind when we're in temptation or when we're in hard times in our life. And I have found that memorizing verses when I walk is a good way because of our brain's response to rhythm. And so when you're walking, going for a walk on an evening, you know, write down a verse and go over that verse as you're walking, and that will help you to memorize the Word of God. But it's important for us to memorize the Word of God. We should respond to the Word of God by hearing it preached and hearing it taught. We should put ourselves in a position to hear the preaching of the Word of God and to hear what God has to say to us and to hear the Word of God declared so that it helps us in our life. And we are to obey the Word of God, not just be hearers of the Word, but doers also, not just readers, but heeders. We don't want to just be readers. We want to be heeders of the Word of God. And so, you know, the illustration in the Bible is someone who's looking at a mirror and they see their reflection in that mirror and they see what needs to be done and they make changes. You know, they fix what needs to be fixed. But the Bible says if you're just a hearer of the Word, then you see what needs to be changed, but you walk away and you don't make any changes, then you're deceiving yourself. You're foolish. And we don't want to be that kind of Christian. We want to be a Christian that takes the Word of God and learns from the Word of God and grows and becomes a mature, stronger Christian. And I think that's where you want to be as well. So how do we become a Psalm 1 Christian? You say, "Well, what do you mean a Psalm 1 Christian?" Well, listen to this. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly," or "blessed or happy is the person that doesn't listen to what ungodly individuals say, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." And we notice the progression away from God. First of all, they're walking, and then they're standing, and then they're sitting. They're making themselves comfortable in the world. But the Christian that's happy, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Do you want to be a Christian who is blessed in all of his deeds? Do you want to be a Christian that prospers? Do you want to be a Christian who is happy? Then don't get your counsel from ungodly people. Get your counsel from the Word of God. And how do we do this? Well, there has to be a time in our day. I know life is busy, but there has to be a time in our day where we read the Word of God, and we meditate upon the Word of God, and we memorize the Word of God, and we lift high the Bible, knowing that this is God speaking to us. And so we read the Bible and we find principles for our life to help us to draw closer to Jesus Christ. There's commands, there's principles, there's precepts, there's proverbs. And we take each of these and we apply them to our life because we don't want to just be a hearer of the word. We want to be a doer also. Because the man that is blessed in his deeds is a man who lives the counsel of the word of God. And we want to live the counsel of the Word of God. So we take time every day, we read the Bible, we meditate upon the Word of God, and then we apply the Word of God to our life. We put ourselves in the position to hear sound preaching. The Word of God declared, "Thus saith the Lord." You know, we're going to meet together this morning at 10:30, and guess what? We're going to open the Bible. The focus of our service at Kitchener Baptist Church is not entertainment. We're about giving people the Word of God so that they can be a stronger Christian and a better husband and a better wife and a better mother and a better father. This is what the Bible does. It gives us wisdom, not only for the world to come, but for the world right now and for the issues of your life right now.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.